Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 128. I'm gonna get right into it, and I titled this episode "Haters Gonna Hate." And you might think that with a title like that, that I'm gonna talk about, you know, dealing with haters, how to brush the haters off, how to deal with people who throw shade at you, that kind of thing. But nope, I'm not. I'm gonna do a bit of a bait and switch, but actually not really. I am talking about haters, but I'm actually talking about you. You, me, all of us, because I think that we are or have become our own biggest haters, and I don't think we really realize it. You know, haters gonna hate, it is true. And in my life, I have come to realize that unintentionally, I am a hater to myself and that I am my own biggest hater. But the good news that I've also realized for a while now and that I've come to terms with is I've come to understand why that is the case. And more importantly, I've come up with one way to brush the haters off, to reset my mindset in a way that makes me realize that I am significant and I have no reason to be a hater to myself. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I want to keep it short and simple. I want you to listen and come out the other side, just kind of feeling yourself, not hating on yourself. Sound good? Cool. Here's a quick reminder before I hop into it to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I do find it super helpful to put a face, a body, a person to a voice. Sure, I like followers, not gonna lie, but I really do think that if you want to take what I say and make sense of it and live it, that you should probably know who the heck I am, kind of a little bit more about me, a little bit of personality alongside of my thoughts in the podcast and my writing and everything like that. So follow me there. You'll see I'm just a regular dude, or as I call myself, a dude bro guy. Live in Chicago. I wear pretty much the same thing every single day. Ripped jeans, Vans, tee, just locked. So follow me there at case.kenny. Love you all. So to get into it, and actually segue from that, I suppose, Instagram, you know, love it, hate it, whatever. Instagram has actually made me realize a lot of what I'm talking about here. It's led me to realize that unintentionally, I, in the past, was my own biggest hater. And Instagram played a role in this, certainly in combination with just about everything that I see and hear and watch in life. Like, it's what a world we live in, you know? We do this to ourselves, but we see commercials, we see ads, we see influencers, we see videos, products, all these things that people are telling us that we need. You know, we need those shoes or that watch or that shirt or that makeup or that vacation or car or personality or body, whatever, and on and on and on. And we need all of those things because right now we don't have them. And the lack of those things makes us feel less. And it's subtle, you know. No one is saying that directly to us. No ad is like, you suck because you don't have this car or because you're not successful. That would be a weird marketing strategy. But that's how we view the things we see, the ads we see, the influencers we listen to. We see things and characteristics that we want, and we assume that because we don't have them, that we're incomplete, that we're less. And that until we have them, we aren't significant. Now I'm saying, you know, we end up thinking to ourselves things like, you know, I need that six-figure salary to feel significant. I need that watch to feel significant, that six-pack, that hot girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, to feel significant. And again, we're not saying this out loud. It's rather subtle. People aren't saying this to us either. We're doing it to ourselves. That's how we're wired. We see things we want. We realize we don't have them. And then we feel insignificant as a result. And then as a result of that, we hate on ourselves. And we take that feeling out into the world and we live it. We live that feeling of not feeling significant. And then we find reasons in our life to affirm this. Oh, that person didn't like me. Oh, well, it's because I'm not significant yet. Or that date didn't go well. I wasn't funny. Oh, well, that's because I'm not significant yet. Or I don't have my dream job or my dream body. I'm still working on my confidence. Yada, 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 yada. And in the process of living that and then affirming it in the world, we become our own biggest hater. Again, we're not shouting in our own face like, I suck or I'm ugly, you know, or anything like that. I'm not an obnoxious hater. But what you're doing is you're assuming that you don't have significance because you don't have those things or those qualities. And then you affirm that belief by the way you live and the things you see. Like, you might discredit compliments from someone when they give them to you. You might notice what you lack more than what you have. And over time, those observations and things you notice become you. This is what I've learned. You might not believe me. You might be thinking, nah, man, that's not me. I feel great about myself, even though I don't have those things. And if that's the case, I applaud you. But I have found that even if we have that confidence, so we don't feel like we're bothered by the things we lack, we're still our own biggest haters. Like, take for example, if you're like me, or rather how I used to kind of be, you probably don't take compliments very well. Like, you're really bad at receiving a compliment. You deflect it. You say, nah, no. Or little old me, nah. No, that's nah. You know, there's this Amy Schumer skit video about this. I can't believe I'm about to reference Amy Schumer, but here we go. It's helpful for context. It's actually pretty funny. I'll give her that. It's this group of women meeting up in the city. And as each one arrives, the others compliment her. Like, one woman walks up and they're like, oh my gosh, look at your cute little dress. And the woman responds, what? No way. She goes, I'm like a size 100 right now. I look like a whore locked out of her apartment. Or someone else walks up and they're like, I love your hat. And she goes, are you drunk? I look like an Armenian man. People are trying to buy carpets from me. Or the last one was, oh my gosh, you look great. Have you lost weight? And she goes, fuck you. I'm a fucking cow. Indian people are trying to worship me. I sleep standing up in a field. And those are pretty funny responses, I suppose. But it does speak to what we do. We deflect compliments. And we all do this. We do it naturally and intuitively because whether we realize it or not, we've become our own biggest haters. Like, I've seen it firsthand, that conversation loop that's like, oh, you're pretty. No, you're pretty. No, you're pretty. Like, we need to stop. We need to accept the compliment and just own it. And own it because you do have significance, even small significance in the form of a small compliment. Like, that really matters. There's no need to deflect it. There's no need to dilute it, to water yourself down. You should accept it and own it and appreciate it. And that's my message here that I'm getting to, that to stop being our own biggest hater, we need to start showing ourselves some appreciation, some love, some compliments to ourselves. And I'll explain how and why I really think this works. We deserve to show ourselves some appreciation. And again, that's within an environment, a culture, a growing trend where it's tough to do that, where it's within a context where throughout our days, we're just bombarded with images of people who have what we don't have, who live like we don't live, who are cooler, smarter, more successful, who by our own measures are just better than us. And we package those feelings of inadequacy up, and it comes out in the form of feeling like we're not significant until whatever, insert day that's way down the line. We're not significant. We love our lives feeling this way, that we're not significant. But we need to stop that. We need to stop it right now because, you know, you are significant. Of course you're significant. You're not a hater. It's time to stop that. It's time to have a little bit of swagger and confidence. One of the first episodes I did for this podcast was why and how I think you need to love yourself like Kanye loves Kanye, was the analogy I did, to have that swag that you're the shit, that you're impervious to self-doubt. And I still think that's very true, but I've evolved a little bit here and I want to be practical. I don't think it's very practical to say you can hack your brain or your mindset completely into having that kind of unbreakable confidence. And I don't think you need it to that extent necessarily, but what you do need and what I really want to help you find again is a sense of significance. And I think it's easier to affirm this than you might think. And again, I say this just to qualify it, but I don't care if you just got fired from your job, or if you think you're busted looking, if you think you're socially awkward, or if you're feeling lonely, or if you go on dates and you're always getting ghosted, if you can't seem to find your place in life. Regardless of those things, I still think you have significance and you can prove it to yourself. And I've kind of figured out how here. And of course, the first step is to stop being your own biggest hater. Because when you do that, it's like this weight has been lifted from your heart and your soul and your mind. And when that's done, then it's so much easier to see your significance. So how do you do that? Well, for one, for starters, decide that you want this. Decide that you're tired of not feeling significant. Decide that you're done belittling aspects of yourself, that you're done discarding compliments that are given to you. And realize that you've been doing this to yourself and that you're done with it. Kaput. It's over. You're done. Realize that you've been giving your power away to nothing. All the times you've thought to yourself that you need XYZ thing or attribute to be significant, you've been giving your power away. And not to any person in particular, just kind of away, just like poof, into the air. It's gone. Maybe it's like in the cloud or something. You don't know where it is. No one knows where the cloud is. But the good news is you can get it back. You can. And that's by realizing that there are things you like about yourself and there are things you don't like. There's things you have and things you don't have. And we just spend so much freaking time thinking about the things we don't have, the things we don't like about ourselves, that it's like, no wonder we don't feel significant. Duh. Hello. It's pretty obvious. And I realized this a couple years back. And when I realized this, I kind of pulled a complete 180, like a hit the brakes, handbrake, tires screeching, turn around 180 kind of thing. And it's really changed a lot for me. Like my confidence, my self-esteem, everything. Knowing that I am significant, that all changed. I am significant when I choose to stop giving away that power. And I do that by affirming that no one knows me like I know me. And that is a fact. And so I started appreciating that fact. I started patting myself on my back. I started complimenting myself. I started hyping myself up. And seriously, as silly as this sounds, and I know we're rapidly approaching, cliche territory. This is very in line with the usual love yourself, be your own biggest fan thing. But the real talk here is, have you ever tried this? Have you ever actually tried this? Appreciating yourself. Have you ever taken what you know to be true about yourself and actually appreciated it? Actually said it out loud, habitually, in routine. Looked yourself in the mirror and affirmed it. Said it out loud. Shouted it from a mountain. You know, have you? Maybe you've done it once or twice, maybe. Well, I started doing this, literally just complimenting myself, appreciating myself, appreciating my significance. And I'll tell you this, I'm not an overly spiritual, oh, Jupiter's in retrograde, visualize and manifest, read the secret book kind of guy, but something weird has happened. Something really extraordinary, rather, is that the moment that I started appreciating aspects of myself, the world started appreciating those same exact aspects. Like, I shit you not, as soon as I started complimenting myself, the world, other people, my job, the internet started doing the same back to me. Like for real, you can call it manifesting. You could call it the law of attraction. But like this worked for me and it works for me. Even in the world of a somewhat unenlightened dude bro guy. Like I've seen it. I felt it. I've experienced it firsthand time and time and time again. Like it works. And it's super simple. Like if I were to say to you, I want you to manifest a yellow car in your life. Do it. Think about it. Hold the sight of a yellow car in your head and then manifest it. I'm willing to bet that in a relatively short period of time, you can go outside for a drive, for a walk, wherever, and a yellow car would present itself to you. And it's the same with affirming your own significance in life. I found that the moment I started manifesting my own significance in the form of complimenting myself, literally complimenting, small compliments to myself, I started to receive those same compliments from other people, totally unwarranted, totally in response to nothing from other people. Like when I had this realization and I did this kind of 180, I borrowed from the homie Drake. Like he inspired a lot of this for me. He's got that lyric that he goes, all I got to do is put my mind to this shit. And I was like, man, this is it. Like I just got to do this. put my mind to this shit, put my mind to affirming my significance in a way, and then verbalizing it. Like, here's a couple of compliments or affirmations or whatever. And that I said to myself, and then I'll tell you what happened as a result. Like, I've been saying for a long time things to myself like, I like the way I look. I like the way I talk. I think I have interesting things to say. I like my hair. I think I'm funny. Seriously, simple little things like that, simple little compliments. And notice there's nothing in there about, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be the best, or anything ego-driven like that. Nothing in there about success. That's down the road. I'm talking about small matters of personal compliments, personal small items of significance. You can find significance in the simple act of affirming things like that about yourself. Like, that's literally it. And I started saying those things every day to myself, just like quickly in passing to myself, when I got dressed in the morning, when I was in the shower, when I was walking down the street, listening to music, whatever. I like the way I look. I like the way I talk. I have interesting thoughts. I have interesting things to say. I like my hair. I think I'm funny. And you know what? I'm not kidding you. I started to hear the same exact things back to me from the world, from people, like totally unprompted. I'm serious. People would be like, Case, I dig your style, man. Or, you're having a good hair day today, Case. Or, Case, you have a great podcast voice. Or, oh, Case, yeah, he's hilarious. He's hilarious, but he's also got some really cool, insightful thoughts. Oh, Case is great. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I don't think that's well-deserved. I think there's aspects of, I have a lot of work to do, but those are the same exact compliments I was giving myself. And this is like out of the blue. That's the kind of unspoken compliments I'd started to receive from friends, from colleagues, from random people out at a bar, at Whole Foods. Oh, hey, I like your style, man. Like, I'm not even, like, at the time I was dating my ex-girlfriend, and she always thought it was funny. Like, I was like this magnet for random compliments. And it was at the same time that I started this affirmation exercise. And those compliments were literally the same ones that I had been affirming to myself. And again, it wasn't like I was out with a sign that said, compliment me, or anything like that. These things literally started to happen. And to me, it just proves that finding significance again in your life, finding your worth and stopping being a critic, it starts with as simple as that little practice is what I've been describing. It starts with little baby steps, little baby compliments. Because once I realized the power of thinking like that, thinking small, talking small, and then seeing the response of the world to it, I then moved on to bigger and more impactful compliments. More impactful affirmations that helped me identify even more significance in my life, like success and relationships and all of that. But it all started with these baby steps. It started with these small compliments. It grows then when you see the world respond to them, and then you can start affirming bigger things in your life. So that's literally all I wanted to say here. You know, I know it sounds simple. I know you should do this, but I'd really implore you to seriously try it. Try this exercise. Watch your self-critique fade away. Watch yourself find that you have significance and that you just need to affirm it. It's simple. Just literally watch what happens with the world. Watch the world react to what you put out. I promise you'll be on the receiving end of more compliments than you know what to do with. And instead of saying no, you know, oh no, you're pretty, or nah, that ain't me, or anything like that, you'll say, why, thank you. You know, I like myself too. I work for it. I know. Whatever. And that affirms your significance even further, because not only did you say it and breathe life into it, but now the world has affirmed it. So that's my message to you. It's rather simple to stop being your own biggest hater by being a fan of yourself and watching people gravitate to that as well. Just take a little step forward and like yourself just a little bit. You know, it's just making a choice to do this every single day. Like, there's a science behind this. They say that it takes 21 days to form a habit, right? So every day, try to build this habit. Literally just take a couple of seconds to say something positive about yourself. Literally anything. Again, I like my hair. I like my outfit. I like my voice. Or even be deeper. Like, I like my sense of positivity and optimism. Whatever. Say it. Give it some small significance. And then watch the world respond. Because I'm very confident that the moment the world responds, which it will, like, this will become addicting to you in a good way. This process of affirming yourself, small aspects of significance, and shutting down your inner critic. This process of watching your significance b- bloom and grow and be responded to. Like, it affirms everything for you. This isn't pie in the sky type stuff. It seriously, seriously works. And I say this a lot, but I don't see anything that you don't see. I'm not particularly enlightened, or I'm not vibrating at a higher frequency or anything like that. It's not my moon month or whatever. I'm not getting lucky. Like, it just works. I don't know how exactly. I don't know why exactly, but it works. And I want you to prove it to yourself. I want you to recognize that each day is absolutely an opportunity for you, an opportunity to ignore your hater self, to choose to see your own significance, however small, however much it's growing, and to affirm that in the world. So that's it. I want to encourage you to try this, to compliment yourself, to watch it echo back in your life, and then see where that takes you. So I'm going to end it right there. I'd love it, again, if you'd share this episode with someone. Share it with a friend who knows their worth, who loves a good compliment, or share it with someone who needs to hear this message, who needs to be reminded of their significance and how they can start to see that in the world. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.